Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, the year where we talk a daf less than a day in a few minutes. You are we're looking at Sukkah 45. Rachva said, in the name of Rav Yehuda, the Temple Mount was surrounded by a double row of benches, one row of benches within the other row of benches. The notes point out that two rows of benches, one within the other, line the perimeter of the Temple Mount enclosure, as Rashi points out in the notes, meaning that there was a perimeter, there was a boundary around the Temple Mount. And to me, that brings up the idea that in our own lives, in our Jewish lives, we need to make boundaries, we need to make borders, we need to have perimeters, we need to find ways to enclose ourselves, to protect ourselves, and to ward off the societal influence, the cultural influence, and keep it out of our homes, keep it out of our lives. Not going the extreme way of the shtetl, where it was a insular community of only Jewish people, which is beautiful and in and of its own right wonderful for many people, but for those of us that can't do that, to live in society, but to figure out how to make the boundaries, how to make the borders, how to make it insular. It all starts with you at work and going around and about your business. So when I go to work, I eat lunch in my own room, I eat lunch by myself, and I really keep to myself, basically, even though it's very easy to interact and be involved with the non-Jewish people in the school. If I'm on the train, I have my own bench with my own situation, my own gemara with me in the morning, and my own dalet amos, if you will, on the train and on the subway. And in my own house, we have the Jewish novels, and we have the Jewish music, and we have we find which whatever items we're going to have, or we're going to watch or listen to or see, we filter it out. We need to make the boundaries in order to make sure that we're involving ourselves, surrounding ourselves with good influences, not just the physical boundaries of the fences around our property, but the actual spiritual boundaries, the actual ways of going about it. Just as the Gemara talks about the Temple Mount was surrounded by benches, what do we surround ourselves? How do we protect ourselves? How do we insulate ourselves as best we can versus society and the cultural influences around us every single day? Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 46 here on the TTD.